Hello, this is Axel Dignes, who is going to talk on ECHO guidelines, methodology and SOPs. Axel, what are ECHO guidelines?
ECHO guidelines are guidelines and position statements accredited by ECHO and have been undergone a formal way of establishing these guidelines or position statements.
What is the aim of guideline SOPs and why did ECHO establish SOPs for ECHO guidelines?
Guidelines are a highly complex procedure and there are a lot of different steps and a lot of different people involved. In order to facilitate this whole process and to make it clear for the public and for the people involved in guidelines, we tried to establish these standard operating procedures so to get a really transparent guideline and to see how the time, the cost, the budget of a guideline should be calculated and carried out.
Okay, and who can participate in an ECHO guideline and how are participants and working groups selected?
This is very nicely put down in the guidelines. It's every ECHO member who can be involved in a guideline. Every ECHO member in good standing, so meaning that he has paid his dues yearly, can be involved. This occurs by an official call sent to all members, and you have to apply to become a member of a guideline. The coordinating panel of a guideline is entitled also to choose other people that are not ECHO members. For instance, if you need an expert from infectious diseases, he can be invited. And if you feel that you need an expert who is not in Europe, for instance, in the United States or in Japan, can be also invited. But usually all ECHO members are involved.
Okay. And in brief, what formal steps are needed for an ECHO guideline?
It's not that difficult. If you have an idea of a guideline, you need to write a proposal, which is only one page long, and you need to detail what guideline you would like to address, who would like to coordinate it, what amount of budget you need, and this is then filed into GICOM. GICOM approves it, and if they approve it, it's sent to the governing board, and if the governing board feels it is okay, it will be approved. And then you can start a guideline. This is for new guideline. Old guidelines, like the Crohn's or ulcerative colitis guidelines, are regularly updated. And there, GICOM is calling for coordinators and later on for participants of a guideline. And this is a formalized process.
Okay. Which guidelines are expected to appear in the near future?
In the very near future, we will have guidelines on histopathology, which have been finalized last year. We will have guidelines on endoscopy in IBD, which have been finalized this January. We'll have guidelines on imaging, which are already submitted for publication and will appear pretty soon. We are currently working on an update on pregnancy in IBD guidelines, on anemia in IBD guidelines. The pediatric PECO group is doing a guideline on Crohn's disease in children. And the final guideline for this year will be a guideline from the surgical group, SECO. They are doing a guideline on surgery in ulcerative colitis.
Who is responsible for the ECHO guidelines program?
This is something which is steered and organized by the Guideline Committee, GICOM of ECHO. It's a group of five people, and they take care of all guideline projects. So they figure out which guidelines need to be updated, which new guideline initiatives should be started. They work on standard operating procedures for guidelines to make the process very transparent. They are responsible for the guideline platform, which allows electronic voting on guidelines, and they also have established a literature reference database to really get the most recent data into a guideline.
And the final question, I am interested to participate in ECHO's guideline program. How can I get involved?
This is pretty simple. You just regularly check for your echo emails from the echo office. There will be regularly calls. We have a program that every 4 years a guideline is updated, and then you will see that there is a call for guideline, and you can just send in your application, and this is a very 10-line statement just sent by mail where you have to show your interest and your credibility to do such a guideline.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.